What is information? Can anybody say what is information? Anybody? Yes? Something that you know, which is not knowledge. Something that you know, which is not knowledge. You are right. Something that you know.
Ideas?
No. Information is not ideas. Idea is different from information. Yes?
News.
Good. Yes? Yes? Yes. Good. You have news that something is happening, but you don't have the knowledge of it. I'll give you a word to describe information. Disclosure of a fact. This is information. You know the meaning of disclosure? Close, you know the word close? To shut. Disclose is to open. So when the mind is open to a fact, it is information. Suppose, for example, somebody tells you tomorrow evening there's going to be a big meeting in Oroville. Up till now you did not know, until I told you just now. But now is a disclosure of a fact. You are now being told. So whatever, as he said, news, anything that comes now, is called information. Any disclosure of a fact is called information. This is a good definition of information. Disclosure of a fact. Now, what is ideas? Let us see, what is the meaning of an idea? Can anybody say what is an idea? Yes? Thought. Thought is an idea. Yes?
Something you want to do?
Something?
You want to do?
You want to do. It is actually an idea of a plan when you want to do something. Yes? Good. Yes. Pardon? It's a thought. An idea is, let us now try to define, just a disclosure of a fact. She explained to him what is an idea. An idea is a concept. An idea is a concept in which universals and particulars are related. I'll write down this. It's a difficult statement. A concept in which universals and particulars are related. When you get all these universals and particulars related, it becomes an idea. An idea in which there are only particulars is only an empty idea. One in which there are only universals is also an empty idea. universals and particulars should be related. Now this is a very difficult answer that he got from Rupa and could not grasp immediately. And she said, you won't understand this very quickly. When you will become a philosopher, as you are going to be one day, you will understand it properly. But she said, neither of them is knowledge. Then what is knowledge? That was his second question, third question. What is knowledge? Now, anybody can give me an idea as to what should be knowledge? Yes? Pardon?
Intelligence.
Intelligence. Yes?
To know something that you experience.
Excellent. Anybody else? Yes?
Something which you know.
Something which you know.
Good.
When you don't have sorrow, then it means your knowledge. Excellent. Excellent. I'm very happy to hear this. Yes?
Something
which
you know.
When you?
Perfect.
When you know perfectly.
When you know perfectly, yes, good idea. Knowledge is knowledge when you know perfectly. If you know partially, it is not knowledge. You should know perfectly, excellent. All the three important ideas have come up now. Very good. Knowledge must be experienced first. Secondly, it should be experience of the perfect. And thirdly, when you have the experience of the perfect, you have no sorrow. All the three are answers which are completely correct. So write down. Knowledge is the experience of the perfect, having which there is no sorrow. Then she said, when you have the knowledge of the perfect, she gave a book of Upanishad in which there is a beautiful sentence, and she pointed out that sentence. This is the mark of knowledge, she says.